The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, Kelly Shackelford shares the ongoing fight for religious liberty.
We want to win the first case, which we think we will, to send a message to these woke corporations that you don't do this to people in the United States of America. We have religious freedom here, and you can't tell me that you're going to take away my paycheck because I follow the Lord.
Folks, it's okay to stand up and fight the good fight.
Yes.
This is a good fight.
Next on Life Today.
We have told you many, many times, we're here because we love you. We encourage you to love the overlooked because Jesus said, if you really want to know who the sheep are the ones that notice the ones nobody notices, the least of these. Okay, we ask them to do that, they do it. But we also tell you the power of prayer. And I've said over and over, the stage is set for the greatest awakening in the history of the world. We need it. I think it's necessary. I think if we don't have that awakening, we're going to lose freedom. I think the awakening has begun. Our courts are going to wake up. Our school boards are going to wake up. Our population, our churches are going to wake up. They're going to actually get to where they'll get along even when they disagree. They don't have to divorce. We don't have to amputate the members of the body that happen to be sick, diseased, or crippled. That's what we do in churches. We disagree with you. That's what they do in Congress. We disagree. Cut them off. Stop the nonsense. That's what awakening will do. We will understand that we can love God. Wait a minute. You won't love your neighbor right if you don't love God. If you take away divine providence and the Creator, you just took away what birthed the greatest nation in history. Yes, you did. Now we're restoring that. That's awakening, and it's happening. Kelly Shackelford is one of the greatest instruments of God, in my opinion, to help bring about this awakening. I think you'd probably say, I think I'm a part of the awakening, and I'm just a part of the answered prayers of all these millions of people who decided God does answer prayer. How about we do it? And how about we do it together and quit fighting each other and start praying for what matters? Would you say that what you're seeing is answered prayer?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's beyond my prayers. I hadn't been praying big enough. God's doing dramatic things. And again, winning two cases at the Supreme Court within 6 days on religious freedoms that are huge cases is big. But if we think we did it...
By the way, those are bigger than the Roe versus Wade. And you don't understand, Roe versus Wade, what they didn't even address abortion or they addressed life. But what they really addressed was the Constitution was violated by the Supreme Court. You totally violated. You didn't do what you're here to do. And you're basically diminishing the authority of the other branches of government. I mean, it was correcting the court. The court corrected itself.
That's exactly right.
That was a miracle answered prayer.
Amen.
But it did deal with a very terrible decision that never should have been made. They gave license to murder. But we had already given license to have the sexuality and the free sex, no boundaries, whatever you want, that produces these babies that you don't want. And now we're killing the babies, but we already killed what caused the baby by saying it doesn't matter. Commitment, relationship, marriage doesn't matter. We redefine marriage. Once you take God out, you just dismissed everything freedom stands on. Your future, your security, your resources, your benefits, your prosperity, your joy, your peace. Okay, I'm sorry. I preach.
Well,
okay.
Responding to you, God just entered back into the arena, okay, in a dramatic way.
Buddy.
And I'll just give people a little bit of a feel. You know, there's a case called Lemon v. Kurtzman that is sort of the Roe v. Wade of religious liberty. It has caused all this hostility to religion our whole lifetimes. If you ask, why are they taking nativity scenes down? Why are they going after a veterans memorial because it's got a cross on it? Why are they telling a kid that they can't pray at graduation? Why are they doing all these things?
Weren't they attacking people in the military, even like the SEALs?
Yes.
But aren't they attacking everything they can attack that really does matter?
And this Lemon case is really what caused it. It's not the Constitution. It was 50 years ago. 2 years apart from Roe v. Wade.
Wow.
And 4 years ago, we had a case, a veterans memorial. It was put up almost 100 years ago by mothers who lost their sons in World War I.
Well.
And it came under attack by the American Humanist Association, saying, you got to tear that down. That's on government property. And at the Court of Appeals, the federal judge said, you know, why don't we just cut the arms off the cross? That way nobody will be offended and we won't have to tear it down.
Oh, God.
And so we went to the Supreme Court, them having declared that unconstitutional. And instead of just saying, don't you dare touch this memorial, we said, maybe it's time, because we saw Kavanaugh on the court, and Gorsuch, two new judges appointed by President Trump. We said, you know, we might have five votes to get rid of this Lemon case that's causing all this problem. So we asked them to do that. And we knew that was a pretty uphill battle after 50 years. For the first time, the court, 5-4, said, we're not following Lemon. We're not going to do that. And that meant really a dramatic sort of crack in the armor. But we knew to take this into the schools, where all the religion in schools, the hostility there that has been because of Lemon, we knew that was a maybe a 10, 15-year project. And so we have the Coach Kennedy case come up.
By the way, let me ask you about the Lemon case. With this case being in place, had it stayed in place, is that part of the justification that meant you could tear down any statue, no matter how magnificent it was, if that person was guilty of something that we don't approve, and so we can rip it off because it's on government property? Did it give license to a lot of the nonsense, too, that we see?
No, it's different from that. It's essentially saying that when religion is anywhere near government, you have to push religion away.
Wow.
It's a way to push religion.
That's not what our founders did,
no,
believe. Not
no.
even close.
It's a perversion of the Constitution. And so I say this somewhat ashamed of not understanding how God is much more powerful than me. But we have to do what we think it's supposed to do. And so after we won the Bladensburg Cross case, I sat down with all of our attorneys and we said, you know, it'll probably take us 10 or 15 years to get this victory into the public schools. Let's strategize on how we're going to get there step by step.
Now we're talking Kennedy?
Well, Kennedy came
still
up.
Limit.
And Kennedy is banned from praying after the game. But we were like, we can't go that far that quick. So we didn't ask for them to throw Lemon out after 50 years in the public schools. There's over, you know, 30,000 citations to Lemon in the public school cases. So it was like, that's a little crazy. So we're not going to go that far. We're just going to win Kennedy. We're going to win freedoms for every teacher, for every coach, for in the public schools. This was the first case ever.
Did it win for the students, too? They might want to mention their relationship with God.
Well, there had never been a case ever at the Supreme Court on the rights of coaches or teachers with regard to their faith.
Wow.
There is now. But here's a God thing. We're in the middle of the oral argument at the Supreme Court. And out of nowhere, again, we didn't ask for this, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch start saying, why don't we get rid of Lemon? And we're sitting in the court with our eyes this big. And sure enough, the decision comes down, and everybody knows Coach Kennedy won, that he's going back on that field. He's going to go to a knee after the game, and he's going to say a prayer.
I bet half the stadium's coming with him.
But almost no one knows that Lemon was thrown out in that case. And 50 years of hostility to religion just went out. And I want you to think about every community in the country. All the cases where they were told, you can't have that monument. You can't have that prayer. You can't do that thing. Okay?
You can't have that holiday display that points to something biblical, like the birth of Jesus.
All of those cases are now unearthed. Okay? Everybody can now put all those things in every one of these communities. This is a rebirth of religious freedom in America. And this is a much bigger case than people knew. But I just want to point out, we were trying to be diligent. We were fighting, but we had no idea how quickly God was moving. He moved way quicker than we could move.
Somebody bigger than you guys or the court is moving. Folks, that's prayer. I love you so much. You make it possible for us to love people that didn't think anybody even knew they were even a person, that they even mattered, and you showed them they matter to God and to us. And right now, God is saying, do you realize that all of these things still matter to me, your Father? And I can deliver, and I told you, if you'll humble yourselves and you'll pray and you'll seek my face, my pleasure, not just my works, not just my hand, and you'll turn from wicked ways, which we have been funding wicked ways. We have been funding with our money that goes to the government to fund all this wickedness and all this nonsense in the schools teaching against God that gave us the ability to have any kind of schools, which used to be built around the Word of God. Now we got a chance to return to that. There is nothing people created in the image of God can't do if they would just let Him be God. Am I okay preaching to an attorney?
Absolutely.
Am I okay, sir?
And I'll take it further, which is this all comes from the people who've been supporting you, the people who've been supporting First Liberty, that together this thing is rising up.
Yes,
it's an opportunity, but we have to be faithful with the opportunity. Yeah. I mean, we still got some big battles ahead of us.
Well, I'm excited because, just as you said, the doors have been swung wide open.
Yes.
Folks, it's okay to stand up and fight the good fight.
Yes.
This is a good fight.
Yes, it is.
And all those cases that you've got going now, those are good fights.
You know, you know what I think of, Betty, is I think of Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Oh, I love him.
His famous thing when he was banned from the Soviet Union was, "Live not by lies." And what he said is these totalitarian regimes that take away freedom, they all exist by forcing people to go along with the lies. And we're seeing a lot of that now.
Oh, yeah.
Liars prevail.
And
they're pushing. But what's the answer that Solzhenitsyn said? It doesn't take a majority. It just takes enough people who will stand and speak the truth. And when you do, these totalitarian regimes can't handle the truth. They collapse. And he tells the story in this book, Live Not By Lies, by Rod Dreher recently, about how in every one of these communist countries, that's what happened. Who are the people that are going to speak the truth? It's happening now, and God's allowing us the freedom if we'll just open up. And all of our cases are people like Coach Kennedy. He's not a big star or big...
He wasn't a big public speaker.
No, but God called him and said, I want you to stand for me.
Yeah.
And we've got Navy SEALs we're representing.
But he did need you and First Liberty and people like you to stand for him.
Amen.
And people like you made it possible for him to do what they do. People like you make it possible for me to go and speak the truth to power. And I've been doing that now for over 40 years. Everybody knows I'm not promoting a party or a personality. I am promoting the principles confirmed by history, biblical truth, to power. That's what I do. And when they hear it, and they do, and they have, and you've seen every time they hear it and heed it, the people are blessed.
Amen.
Everything goes better. Even in the midst of challenges, it goes better. And right now, the stage is set for the greatest move of God in history. If there's another case or two that everybody needs to be focusing their attention on. And by the way, now that we have the liberty to express ourselves, let's do it. Let's express it not only by more private schools being birthed, which, you know, what Pete Hegseth has written in the Battle for the American Mind is just phenomenal. And the school system that the man basically is helping oversee that is so great has, I think right now, 400 schools. It could have 10,000 schools in a matter of months. But the point is, we could actually change our public schools into being schools, again, of the people that actually teach people to think and not to buy somebody's point of view and be a part of a woke movement or whatever movement they want to push on them. So we really do have a chance. All right. We got some cases people need to be praying about.
Number one on the list would be the Navy SEALs case that we have. This is really important because most people have no idea what's happening in the military right now.
And by the way, all the other military leaders I talk to say they ain't nobody like the SEALs.
Yes.
They are absolutely, and by the way, none of them are perfect. They're heroes. They give their life for you and what matters. And even they give their life for their freedom of the enemy.
And many of these, and this goes beyond the SEALs, but the SEALs are our case because we thought they were our elite fighting force. Let's start with them.
There you go.
Because what's happening right now, tens of thousands of military families are being thrown out of the military.
Isn't that sad? Mm.
And they're having, for instance, one yesterday who just came out, 19 years. Their pension vests at 20 years, okay? They were using the pension and everything they were going to do to take care of their disabled daughter. That's all now going to be stripped away.
That's so sad.
Why? Because a number of these people, a large number of them, have religious objections to taking an experimental vaccine into their body, which is the temple of God. They, you know, whatever their beliefs, whether you agree with their beliefs or not, those are their beliefs. And the federal law tells you, if you're in the military, that if you have a religious objection, you have a right to a religious accommodation, if it's at all available, These 35 Navy SEALs, for example, 350 years of service, many of them PTSD for what they've done for our country. Most of them have
They can lose all their support, everything.
They're going to take everything away from them. One of them was on his way to his doctor's appointment for PTSD. They called and said, cancel it. Do not meet with him because he won't violate his faith.
Is this going to the Supreme Court, does it look like?
I think it will eventually. Here's the good news,
God,
James.
God, do it. God, do it. Change it.
We won an injunction that this was wrong, that this was unconstitutional, and that this was outrageous on many levels. We won a confirmation of that, the Court of Appeals. It was so good that they expanded this beyond the SEALs to a class action, and the judge protected everybody in the Navy. We've now filed on behalf of the Air Force. We're going to try to cover everybody. But they're being thrown out daily as we talk. And this is something I would encourage everybody to pray for. You might know General Boykin, a great
hero.
He's
one of my best friends. We're as close as this to one another.
He said to me recently, he said, this is destroying our military. Because if you can't trust the people to take care of you, you can't trust them. And he said he's hearing family after family saying, our whole generation, generation after generation, has been in the military no more after what's going on right now and what they're doing to these people. General Boykin looked at me with water in his eyes and said, your case might save the military.
Yeah.
We have got to have prayer for this. We've got to protect these people. They can't protect themselves in these situations. They're honoring God by what they're doing. They're trying to be faithful. They're following the law, and they're being really savaged because of this. And this is not coming from their commanders. This is coming from Washington, D.C., and so we've got to win these cases. I really encourage people to pray for these. That would be number one. The number two is all the cases we have of people who are working in corporations who have gone woke with their new woke religion, and they're trying to force their employees to violate their faith. That violates federal law, and we are representing people
definitely
across
violates
the country.
The Constitution.
And
There's
we've
no
got
question.
To win these cases. When we want to win the first case, which we think we will, to not only win for these people, but to send a message to these woke corporations that you don't do this to people in the United States of America. We have religious freedom here, and you can't tell me that you're going to take away my paycheck because I follow the Lord.
Father, you enable Kelly and others like him to fight the good fight of faith. All of you right here now looking at me. First Liberty Institute. First Liberty Institute. You go there. You ask Kelly to send you his report, and you pray. And if you can, you support them. Kelly, I'm going to ask our leadership at Life to start sending you a check every month. Betty and I are going to stand with you. I want all our viewers to. And then we're going to keep up. We're going to try to post all these things that matter on the stream. The stream is there every day. You're going to hear this. You're not only appearing on the stream, but you're going to hear what people need to hear on our program Life Today, Betty, because we love people too much to try to just defend what we think. Mm-hmm. We want what God thinks and knows and what our founders understood that gave us the greatest freedom the world has ever experienced. And we only stay free when we know the truth that sets us free. That same truth keeps us free. So I'm asking you, please, you keep praying for us and standing with us. And you go to
FirstLibertyInstitute.org. FirstLiberty.org.
FirstLiberty.org. They don't have to put Institute behind it?
They don't have to. Yeah.
FirstLiberty.org. All right? Father, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for being an answer to the prayers of Jesus and expressing the Father's heart. Betty, we're going to show all of our viewers something. And don't you turn away, because in the next moment, you're going to become a perfect miracle for somebody God loves very, very much, and you are their miracle. Yes, you are. Watch and you'll see. You know, Betty, all these people have wondered why we're here. How are you? And we have told them through translators that we are here because we love them. And because we want to give them a better life, we came in the name of the Lord Jesus. But we didn't just come to talk about God's love. We came to share it and demonstrate it. mom kneeling here in Central America by a contaminated water source, and we love to give water wells. We found out something else because of contaminated water. And even contaminations and problems in the soil, children get little cuts in their feet and they pick up hookworms. And as I understand it, that ultimately gets into their intestines and is a horrible sickness. But it's a disease that not only brings incredible pain and discomfort, but in so many instances, death.
You know, I'm standing here with these children, and they're just a small example of children all over the world that they deserve to be cared for. And we have an opportunity to do that right now, to put some shoes on their feet, to give them a chance in life. And I ask you to help us do that. It's just a simple request, but a very urgent and important one. Please join with us. You'll get such great joy out of it. I know you will. God bless you. Thank you.
You know, I want you to understand something, that, boy, I love to watch you there with the children, and always just, you notice how I reach down to the children, and I don't know if you've noticed how, I want you to notice how comfortable I am holding them. Now, I know a lot of them are dirty, a lot of them are diseased. I don't even notice. And I want you to try to notice how comfortable they are. The little Rwandan children, where they had crawled out from under the dead bodies of their parents that had been killed most of the time with machetes, they were terrified of adults. And they were really terrified of whites. And Betty, they crawled up in my lap when I was just sitting talking on a rock wall. And all of a sudden, these little kids are crawling up, and somebody took the picture, and I said, "That looks like Jesus. I wish I could always look like Jesus." What I'm trying to tell you is I'm real comfortable holding broken hearts. And I'm real comfortable holding those who hurt and who need, because I know our viewers are going to help us touch those lives. And when I reach down here and I pick up this little shoe, and it's a beautiful Christmas ornament. You said you had to get a bigger tree to get
more.
I said, I don't care if you know, well, we can't drag the tree through the house. But this year we're sending you a whole little cluster of them. And you may have gotten them before, but they just keep adding. And she hangs them on a little tree, too, different little tables she puts them on. But the beautiful thing is that we're giving shoes to little children who get disease. We watched a child die from hookworms. It was not something you could take, and they tried to get that child medical help. I want to ask all of you right now, please, when you think about $36 giving 10 children shoes, gosh, I feel like that's just almost like a token. But today, $36, it's more than it used to be, isn't it? But could you give $1,000? I'm looking down here. This is amazing. I'm looking at 275 children for $1,000 to get shoes. I don't know what you can do, but I want you to do it. And smiles, they're $500 average. They really usually cost thousands, but the doctors are doing it, and this is just the cost to get them there to fix their faces. But you determine how many smiles we can give. We're not saying we're going to give 100 or 50. You determine it. I want to give smiles. Lord, please help everybody to give. We're going to send you some beautiful gifts to bless you. But you're not only giving love, you're giving life. Please go online, use your bank card, dial that number. If you write a check, make it to Life. You really are giving life. Please make the best gift you can. Please.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer. Not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we often take for granted, like a simple pair of shoes. Far too many children living in extreme poverty have never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections and disease that could lead to crippling consequences and even death. By responding today, you will help secure and make ready 150,000 pairs of Christmas shoes to be shipped and delivered to children around the world, just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pairs, and a gift of $180 will help provide 50 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. As a thank you for your gift of support, be sure to request this beautifully crafted red crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display at each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake boxed set featuring four of life's crystal Christmas shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft lip or palate surgeries, and you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I tell you what, you're not only going to put a smile on some people's faces by what you do, and they'll know it's answered prayer, but you're giving them life. And not only the life that we touch or save, but eternal life. Betty, we want everybody to go to First Liberty. And you wanted to say something about what you know the finder.
I really do. I want to say something directly to you. As a Christian, I know you believe in power of prayer and the power of prayer. We've seen it just in what Kelly shared in these programs. So go to his website and see how you can pray for all the different cases that are before him right now, because we see the difference that prayer makes. So do that, please.
That'll mean a lot to you, won't it, buddy?
Amen.
Do you feel loved when you come over here to life?
I do. Only if you're not here, I wouldn't. You know, you and Betty here, there's no hope for me not feeling loved.
We love you so much, buddy. Hey, firstliberty.org.
That's right.
All right. And support him and get that report. And we're going to be sharing it on the stream all the time, too. Thank you, buddy.
God bless you.
Thank all of you for watching. Thanks for sharing God's love in his life. You're awesome, and we love you.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today.
So I laid there on the gurney for an hour, waiting for results to find out, was I dying?
Ken Harrison describes a pivotal moment in his life. Next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.